When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
DJ, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm not sure how you came out of the game, but that was kind of a traumatic game for a lot of people. You know, the crowd was going nuts. You saw the reaction from people. How do things feel this morning as you head to what will be Packers week and the toughest part of the schedule?
It's really time to lock in now. The loss to the Patriots was definitely one that shouldn't have happened, but it did, and now we got to move on to the Packers, and it's going to be a big week to get back to 500 and back on track to what we want to accomplish.
So, DJ, big picture-wise, this is your second season in Chicago. Last year, it seemed like things went very well for you individually. The team ended the season with the arrow pointing up. This year, halfway through, it just feels like there's something missing. And I just wonder if you could describe your state of mind. And from the outside looking in, it just doesn't seem like you're as happy with things. And it seems like you maybe have a little different personality this year than you did last season. Is that fair?
I don't know. I can't pinpoint what it is that's missing or that we're not doing to sustain like a winning season right now, like wins stacking them on top of each other. But I mean, we just gotta go through the trials and tribulations to get to the other side, which we're gonna keep doing.
You know, you can't help but feel watching you guys that the season was going fantastic. You know, the trip home, that flight home from London, you told us you slept through a lot of it, but I'm sure that was a really good feeling. Then you get to the bye week, and then this loss at Washington happens with the Hail Mary and all that stuff, and it felt like, it feels like that was a turning point in the year, that somehow you came back and you had won that game, then that Hail Mary happens. And all of this feels like a carryover, which it really can't be, can it? I mean, do you sense that as a turning point in what was going on?
It can't be carryover, and I don't think it is. But the carryover, if it's carryover, it got to stop like now, because we got the rest of the season that's going to be challenges for the next weeks to come and here on out. So, I mean, if we want to keep losing, it's going to be like that, but you got to get it out the air right now.
So, DJ, we always respect the way that you're a consummate pro when you face the questions, even in difficult times, as it was yesterday post-game in the locker room. It's a pleasure for us to be able to talk to you every Monday morning and provide a little bit more context. So I want you to listen to this answer that you provided yesterday about what went wrong in the passing game and just help us understand exactly what you were saying. So here's what you had to say yesterday post-game.
A lot of man coverage. You got a lot of playmakers on the field that can beat man coverage. You just didn't get it done today.
What were you saying there about the struggles in the passing game? Because it suggested that maybe you guys might have been getting open, or you weren't calling as many pass patterns that required you to play, you know, get loose against man coverage. What were you saying there?
Obviously, we didn't win the game, so it came down to us. It, like I said, it was a lot of one-on-ones, and either we didn't get the ball or we just, I don't know, it just wasn't clicking that to be able to just, you know, get the ball or just be able to have a chance. So it's like it was a one-on-one game. We knew that going in. We had a lot of one-on-one matchups across the board. I think we did a good job of all winning on our different plays that was called. So, I mean, we got to just find a way to be playmakers again.
It sounds like that's on the quarterback to get you the ball if you are winning those one-on-one battles. Is that kind of what you're saying here?
No, he got a whole lot of stuff to worry about with blitzes and stuff like that. So, I mean, he can see it. If it gets there, it gets there. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Like, you can't just pinpoint it on him because he got to rely on the line, and then he got to really rely on us being open.
You know, I got to tell you, it feels like the two of you have had a fun relationship, right? You've teased him with the bossy thing, and he was in the room when you did that, and you guys went back and forth. And it's like a fun relationship. But I just wonder, how long does it take? You've unfortunately had to play with a lot of different quarterbacks in your career. How long does it take to develop that rapport, that understanding? Do you feel like you're at a point where he either knows or should know exactly where you're going to be, and you just need the ball more? Or is there something not connecting that is impacting the game?
I'm not sure. I know we had talks about it, and we'll probably talk about it again today. And I mean, you only thing you could go from not being connected to just getting step by step better and better every day. So that starts with like practice and even off the field. So watching film and stuff. So I mean, it's going to turn around. When, I don't know, but it's going to turn around.
This segment with DJ Moore is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. So DJ, you know how it works in the NFL. When you struggle to the extent the Bears offense has struggled, something needs to change or people will be clamoring for it. Do you expect the Bears to change play callers and Shane Waldron to relinquish those duties? And if you were asked, if you were in favor of that, how would you answer?
I'd be like, that's up to y'all to figure out. I'm just here to just make plays for the Chicago Bears.
You know, it sounds like a solution. I don't know if you heard any of the post game, but when Eberflus was there, he was asked at one point if, you know, basically he would threaten his career as the head coach rather than change play callers. And he said that everything was on the table. And then he was asked more specifically, and he said, everything's on the table. Has that ever happened in your career? Have you ever been part of a team that had to change play callers during the season? And I wonder if that worked out.
I want to say, yeah. I think it was 2020. I think when our OC got released in Carolina, I think. Yeah, and that happened.
Did you get better? Did it get worse?
I don't really remember. I just remember him getting let go.
Do you think from the outside that we make too much of the play calling and what the role of the offensive coordinator? How do you view this? Because I do think it's interesting. There seems to be like an outside perspective, and then we talk to you, we get a different perspective. Do you think that play calling is something that would worthy of being addressed this week?
I think everything should be addressed this week. From the top down, you know, everybody just looking at themselves in the mirror and then having an honest assessment about themselves.
Yeah, you know, it just feels like, as you know, when you lose three games in a row, especially, I mean, that was a game you were well favored in. And the way that the Washington loss happened and then getting beaten pretty badly in Arizona, it's almost like you're at a point where your season is at a crossroads, right? I mean, you're 4-5 and now the division games begin. And we know how important that was, and I'm sure you were well aware of what the schedule looked like. Are we in a point now where if things don't change, then it's going to be hard to change the season? Does it feel like a tipping point?
Nah, it doesn't feel like a tipping point or a breaking point. I mean, we just got to go out there and play our best football from this week and on, because it's heavy division games and we need these games.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So DJ, take us back to yesterday. It's the first series of the second half and is first down and you get a completion for 18 yards. You came up and that was as demonstrative and emotional as I think Bears fans have seen you after a play, good, bad, or indifferent. But I think that your emotional outburst there, it seemed like you were unleashing some frustration. Or how should we interpret what we saw and what was going through your mind?
It was just excitement and to know that I still got it. went out there and did that. Was carrying dudes and stuff. So all the emotions came out. It went crazy in there. So that was much love.
Was that a point of emphasis at halftime? Did you come out? Because that was the first down, the first series, the first play. And it was like, okay, we have to get the ball to our playmaker because we've not been getting him the ball enough.
Nah, I don't think that was the so to say. But when we ran out on the field, I heard the play call. I was like, "Oh, we got action right now." So made it work and did what I did.
You know, obviously the offensive line is beaten up, and obviously you are without a lot of starters. You've had to move people around. Whenever you have to make two moves to fill a position, that is not what coaches want, not what NFL teams want, but you're in that position. Are you aware of that? They sacked the quarterback 9 times and they went into that game with just 16 sacks on the year. So they went from 16 to 25 in one game against a team that I think people thought would figure out a way to defend the quarterback. Because he's a young guy. There's a lot on his plate. Some of that's his fault. Some of that's holding the ball. But when you're part of a team that has that many sacks go on, what's it like when you go back to the huddle? Do you inquire to his health? Do you tell him, hey, get rid of the ball faster? I mean, how does that work? What's the dynamic like?
Mainly just asking if he's okay. He'd be taking some shots. And then after that, it's just like, you can't say something, but then you can't say something at the same time because he's getting sacked and hit like he is, whether it's holding the ball or just like a free blitzer. I mean, it's a tough position to play.
What do you expect to happen today at Halas Hall? Anything? Nothing? The status quo? Or a different change to the way that maybe the coaching staff is put together?
I don't know. About to go in here and find out, just like the rest of us on the team, and then probably the media, find out whatever happens, happens. But other than that, I don't have nothing.
As a veteran who is a captain, have you been consulted since the game ended about what may be the next direction for this football team?
No, sir.
You're doing a good job of kind of staying away from the whole conversation. I know we're asking you a lot of questions about it.
And we appreciate that. Yeah, we really do.
Honest to God. And it's awkward, right? I mean, it's an awkward thing to ask you if one of the guys that is leading your team needs to go. And I don't think we want to word it like that. But I think that there is a feeling generally in the league that, you know, at some point, you got to address this stuff. I don't know if it comes down to the confluence of different events, rookie quarterback, injuries on the line. But for whatever reason, you're at a point now where there may be some kind of change, where you're going into work and you may be told something that you weren't expecting. Does that change the day in, day out routine a little bit? Like, do you just look at it like, I got to go in, I got to get this done, that done? And I mean, are you anticipating or are you excited or not excited? How does it impact you, especially Packer week?
Right now, I'm just going to go with the flow because it's Monday. And then I just got to watch film on the Packers this week. And whatever happens during the week, I mean, it'd be out of my control. If they ask me questions, I'll probably answer them. But other than that, I'm just going to go with the flow and do my normal routine and just get ready to go out there on Sunday.
You know, DJ, this is probably one of the first times that Caleb Williams has struggled as a football player. Going back, he's always the kind of guy who has enjoyed success. So he comes into the NFL and things started to look like they were headed in the right direction. The last 3 weeks have been difficult. We have used the term regression to describe it. How open is he to have the conversations about what's going wrong, and how open is he to having the honest conversations about his role in it? Because I think what you want, we talk all the time, and you guys do as well, communication. And how open are those lines of communication between Caleb Williams and everybody who might be able to help him?
I think they are pretty good and open. Haven't talked to him. I think he's taking it in, and then he's trying to apply it. And, I mean, that's all you can ask of him. So it's a tough jump going from college to the league, and I think he's feeling that, and he has to double down on being the quarterback that he is and just find a way to turn it around.
Yeah, you know, you always wonder about a guy his age, right? You're a young man. You're in a position of authority. I mean, he's named the captain. And you're in a position where you have to have leadership, but maybe it's difficult to try to be the personality you are because you also are a rookie. Do you ever treat him as a rookie? Do you give him the authority that comes with his position? How do you personally handle that sort of dynamic?
Just saying who I am and then just encouraging and just being where I need to be just for this offense.
Are the plays coming in fast enough? It looks like times the play clock's running out, and Caleb does a lot of talking and changing at the line of scrimmage. Is the operation functioning the way the operation should function?
Yeah, the play clock was getting in fast. That was a plus this weekend. We was out there doing what we needed to do, and sometimes we wasn't.
So we look at the division. We know the division is it's as good as any division in football. It might be the best division in football. When you have watched the league from afar, have you kept your eye on what Detroit's doing, what Minnesota's doing, what Green Bay is doing, and You know, we talk about Packer Week as a big deal. I'm sure you've been presented with all that stuff. They have been, they haven't lost to the Bears since they hired that coach, which is hard to believe, frankly. And it's, they're in danger, you're in danger of being a part of the longest losing streak to Green Bay in the history of the oldest rivalry in the NFL. Does this game mean anything more because of that?
Yeah, you know, it's a big, the Green Bay is a big rivalry. So this week is definitely going to be set in stone for how we're going to play the division. And I have been watching all the teams because they've been playing real good football right now. So it's interesting to see.
DJ, the Boo Birds were out yesterday. I don't know. It appeared like at one point you acknowledged them. You know it will continue unless things turn around. What's your general philosophy with handling people booing, and what was that all about yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know. We was getting booed in the first quarter, so I couldn't even tell you. Like, the game just started, and we was already getting booed. It was eye-opening. But then you got some fans that's just cheering on certain players and talking to certain players, and they get, you got other fans going at certain players and talking trash to them. Like, I thought we was all one fan base and one team. But, I mean, I get it. They got a lot invested just as we do.
Hey, DJ, you're a total pro. You're the best, man. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, DJ.
Thank you.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.